أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. ومن يهد الله فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له. وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. We start by praising Allah Azza wa Jal, the Lord of the heavens and the earth, the one who is the most forgiving, the most merciful. He has gathered us here to first worship Him, and alhamdulillah to complete the Qur'an today, and to then follow up again to seek knowledge, only a blessing which He can bestow upon whom He wills. And He's the only one with no partner, no helper. The one who had revealed the Qur'an in these blessed last 10 nights, and from Him alone do we seek. And we send our salutations upon His beloved Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the one who was sent as a mercy to mankind to take us from darkness to light, who has revealed the Qur'an in these last 10 nights, and whom we follow as a guide to all of mankind. I bear witness that there is no God but Allah, and Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is His last and final messenger. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri wa hlul uqdatan min lisani yafqahu qawli amma ba'd. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. So over the last couple of days, we have covered the story of Ibrahim alayhi salam and the story of his son Ismail alayhi salam, and how Ismail alayhi salam was born, what his life was like growing up, and yesterday even the triumph and corroboration with his father building the Kaaba, Ibrahim alayhi salam. We discussed the excellence of the parenting displayed by Ibrahim alayhi salam, the character, the manners that Ibrahim alayhi salam has displayed throughout, and as well as the excellence of his child Ismail alayhi salam, how he's an excellent example to all of us of what it's like to be an obedient child. And we knew that he later went on to be a great father as well, just like his. Today we are closing in on the end of Ramadan, unfortunately. May Allah accept our Ramadan and forgive our weaknesses this month. So today I'll be combining the last 3 days together in one session due to the time constraints, as I want to finish what we started, and I hope that's okay with everyone, inshallah, if I go slightly over time today. I thought it's important that these points be covered, inshallah. So first I'm going to begin with Ibrahim alayhi salam being asked to sacrifice Ismail alayhi salam, a natural follow-up to yesterday's session and what came as a result of this. I will then touch on Ishaq alayhi salam and Ya'qub alayhi salam, and the advice of Ya'qub alayhi salam on his deathbed and what he learned from his grandfather Ibrahim alayhi salam. And the conclusion of today's session will discuss the meeting between Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Ibrahim alayhi salam and the Isra wal Mi'raj in the first heaven, inshaAllah. Sorry, in the seventh heaven. So Allah Azza wa Jalla says in Surah Safat, verses 99 to 112, referring to Ibrahim alayhi salam. وَقَالَ إِنِّي ذَاهِبٌ إِلَىٰ رَبِّي سَيَهْدِينَ. He later said, I am leaving in obedience to my Lord, He will guide me. And then he asks, رَبِّي هَبْ لِي مِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ. My Lord, bless me with righteous offspring. فَبَشَّرْنَاهُ بِغُلَامٍ حَلِيمٍ. So we gave him a good news of a forbearing son, which we've learned is Ismail alayhi salam. فلما بلغ معه السعي قال يا بني إني أرى في المنام أني أذبحك فانظر ماذا ترى قال يا أبتي افعل ما تؤمر ستجدوني إن شاء الله من الصابرين. Then when the boy reached the age to work with him, Ibrahim alayhi salam said, Oh my dear son, I have seen in a dream that I must sacrifice you. So you tell me what you think. He replied, Oh my dear father, do as you are commanded. Allah willing, you will find me amongst the steadfast. فَلَمَّا أَسْلَمَ وَتَلَّهُ لِلْجَبِينَ. Then when they submit to Allah's will, Ibrahim alayhi salam laid him on the side of his forehead for sacrifice. وَنَادَيْنَاهُ أَيَّا إِبْرَاهِيمَ. And we called out to him, يَا إِبْرَاهِيمَ. O Abraham, قَدْ صَدَقْتَ الرُّؤْيَا إِنَّ كَذَلِكَ نَجْزِي الْمُحْسِنِينَ. You have already fulfilled your vision. Indeed, this is how we reward the good doers. إِنَّ هَذَا لَهُوَ الْبَلَاءُ الْمُبِينَ. That was truly a revealing test. وَفَدَيْنَاهُ بِذِبْحٍ عَظِيمٍ. And we ransomed his son with a great sacrifice. So as we know, it was a ram sent down. وَتَرَكْنَا عَلَيْهِ فِي الْآخِرِينَ. And bless Ibrahim with honorable mention among later generations. SubhanAllah, we still talk about Ibrahim alayhi salam to this day. سَلَامٌ عَلَىٰ إِبْرَاهِيمٍ. Peace be upon Ibrahim alayhi salam. كَذَلِكَ نَجْزِي الْمُحْسِنِينَ. This is how we reward the good doers. Astaghfirullah. إِنَّهُ مِنْ عِبَادِنَا الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. He was truly one of our true faithful servants. وَبَشَّرْنَاهُ بِإِسْحَاقَ وَنَبِيًّا مِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ. We later gave him good news of Ishaq, a prophet and one of the righteous. SubhanAllah, what a beautiful set of verses. It's one of those where I could stop there and be like, right, class is done. We've learned our lesson. But SubhanAllah, We break it down and have a look, inshallah, how we can apply that to ourselves. So these verses again demonstrate the excellence and beauty of Ibrahim alayhi salam as a prophet and messenger of Allah jalla jalaluhu. The sheer level and commitment and obedience is so admirable and noble just to witness in the Quran. SubhanAllah, just reading it feels like you're there. No task or duty was too great for Ibrahim alayhi salam, as we've learned over these last 7 days. And he rightfully, as a result, has a station with his Lord, the Almighty. So the first part I want to cover is, Ibrahim alayhi salam at this point is an older man, closing in on his hundreds, actually. He's finally got this young, beautiful child, who's grown up to be an excellent young man, noble, honest and righteous, the best a father could ask for. And alongside that, Ibrahim alayhi salam has never truly had the opportunity to enjoy the upbringing of Ismail. He was born, he moved into Mecca, he lived separate from him and visited him from time to time. And as he's living away, per the instruction of his Lord, he's just built the Kaaba, this magnificent structure for the sake of Allah that people will congregate to for worship. May Allah allow us to be amongst those who visit the Kaaba. And he's finally, alhamdulillah, there's a bit of respite. He's built this structure for the sake of Allah, he's there. But now, after all this, subhanAllah, another test. Even referred to a bala'ul mubin, a great test, is about to be given. He's now being asked to sacrifice this son for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jalla. So you know, when this command came, there's no hesitation from Ibrahim alayhi salam. As we learned of the last 7 days, sami'na wa ta'na, he heard what his Lord said, he obeyed immediately, done. However, look at the excellence of him being a father here. That's what I want to touch on. He still asks for the opinion of his son. Even though it's a command of Allah, he's going to do it. But he includes his son in this decision. Why? Because he's affirming his son here. He's letting him know that I value your opinion. I know it's a command from God, but I want to see where you're coming from as well. And Ibrahim alayhi salam knew how Ismail alayhi salam would respond, and look at the response of Ismail alayhi salam. He looks at him, he understands what his father is asking him to do, and he says, Ya Abati, oh my dear father, Ya Abati, in the Arabic language when you use the T, it's an affectionate term. If al ma tu'mar, do as you are commanded, satajiduni inshallah min as-sabirin, inshallah you will find me amongst the steadfast and firm ones. Could you guys imagine the pride of Ibrahim alayhi salam hearing that from his son? SubhanAllah. He knew he was going to say to him, this is a noble son, he's raised him this way. But what is it when you actually hear it out loud? There's no doubt in my mind that parents in general want the best for their children. But look at the importance of the delivery of what you want for your children. For all those who have children, may Allah bless you with righteous offspring. For all of us who don't, may Allah bless us all with righteous offspring. We have very little in comparison to command nowadays. This child is being told he's about to be sacrificed. Just remember that. We have to command our children on things a lot smaller than that. We have the salah, command your children to pray, command them to fast, avoid the haram. And unfortunately, because of the way they react or we react, we all throw a small fit each time we're commanded to do something. May Allah forgive us. We have to take the example of Ibrahim alayhi salam and Ismail alayhi salam in the conduct of a parent and child, how you engage your children to ensure that we uphold the utmost character and manners when we're doing it. That's from the parents and the children. The children are going to learn from you guys. So if we display the worst character to the children, what do you expect them to be in response? Look at the love he asks of. He's been commanded by Allah, but he still says to his son, just to affirm his son and make him feel included in that decision, he asks him. And if you do it, the amazing thing is, just in this interaction, if you're doing it with the intention of pleasing Allah, you'll find reward in your action, just for asking the question. The second thing I want to take from this one is how Allah rewards this sacrifice. So I reviewed a couple of scholars' takes on these set of verses, and they used an excellent example. So this isn't just a father being asked to sacrifice a son or sacrifice a ram. This is a servant of Allah placing a knife between what he wants for himself and his desires for the sake of Allah's wajah. How often do we engage in haram and are not willing to sacrifice it for the sake of Allah? Alhamdulillah, we commemorate the moment in Eid al-Adha. We give money to Maulana, they've sacrificed a cow in India somewhere and everyone eats. But why? The reason why are we doing it? If we truly reflect on the meaning of what's going on here, if you make a sacrifice for the sake of Allah, but you persist on your regular disobediences, you need to, again, reflection. If the sacrifice is just done as a mere commemoration, just an action you do, you're missing the point. essentially is what I'm saying. The sacrifice of our desire is more beloved to Allah than this ram you just sacrifice because you can. Alhamdulillah, you got the money this year, let's do a full one. I think about it, if we sacrifice those desires, those actions we're doing for the sake of Allah will have more meaning anyway and will be rewarded in a greater manner. You'll be following the sunnah of Ibrahim alayhi salam and doing it in that regard. And the last point before I move on to the death of Ya'qub alayhi salam, it'll make more sense when I link it together inshallah, is the reward at all of this, at the end of it all. So we know he made the sacrifice with his people, they tried to throw him in a fire, alhamdulillah, Allah saved him, and he spent so long giving da'wah to his people, and he finally leaves. He moves to Egypt, more sacrifice there, and from then afterwards, after 80 odd years of sacrifice, he finally gets bashshanahu bi ghulamin alim, that he gets the glad tidings of this righteous son Ismail alayhi salam. But now there's another sacrifice he's done, and like Allah describes, it's a great sacrifice. And at the end of it, he's given the glad tidings of Ishaq alayhi salam, and we know from other verses in the Quran that he's also given the glad tidings of Ya'qub alayhi salam from Ishaq, both whom will become prophets of Allah. The amazing thing is that these glad tidings weren't given to Hajar alayhi salam this time. The first time when he has Ismail is through Hajar alayhi salam, the free slave of Sarah alayhi salam. But it's actually given to his actual first wife, who was initially barren. So they're probably in their hundreds here, we're talking. And if you read it in Surah Al-Dhariyat, she's actually shocked. She hits her forehead because she's surprised that these guys are actually giving her the glad tidings. The angels come and give her the glad tidings of a son at such an old age. But Allah rewards the sacrifices how He wills, when He wills. It's up to Him. And not just that, Ishaq alayhi salam, Ya'qub alayhi salam. Ya'qub is also known as Israel. And look how many prophets you have from Bani Israel. SubhanAllah, prophets, messengers, coming from all of them. The son of Ya'qub alayhi salam is Yusuf alayhi salam. An entire nation comes as a result of this one man sacrifice, alayhi salam. And he continued to teach. He continued to teach his grand. They say, so Israel riwayat, we don't know for exact, but we can quote from them, don't have to believe. That Ibrahim alayhi salam lived to see Ya'qub. And I think they say even the oldest son of Ya'qub. So, of all this, Allah mentions in Surah Al-Baqarah, after talking about the sacrifices made by Ibrahim alayhi salam, building the Kaaba, making du'a. He says in verse 130, وَمَنْ يَرْغَبُ أَمْ مِلَّةِ إِبْرَاهِيمَ إِلَّا مَنْ سَفِهَ نَفْسَهُ وَلَقَدِ اسْتَفَيْنَاهُ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَإِنَّهُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ لَمِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ. And who would reject the faith of Ibrahim alayhi salam except a fool? We certainly chose him in this life, and in the hereafter he will surely be amongst the righteous. إِذْ قَالَ لَهُ رَبُّهُ أَسْلِمْ. When his Lord ordered him, submit to my will, أَسْلِمْ. قَالَ أَسْلَمْتُ لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. He responded, I submit to the Lord of the world. No lag. I submit, no questions. وَوَصَّى بِهَا إِبْرَاهِيمُ بَنِيهِ وَيَعْقُوبُ. This was the advice of Ibrahim alayhi salam as well as Ya'qub to his children. Ya baniya inna Allah hastafa lakum ad-din fala tamutunna illa wa antum muslimun. He said to them, indeed Allah has chosen for you this faith, so do not die except in a state of full submission. So then Allah azza wa jalla gives us a jump through time. What did it look like when Ya'qub alayhi salam passed away? Am kuntum shuhada'a idh hadara Ya'qub al-maut. Did you witness when death came to Ya'qub alayhi salam? Idh qala li banihi. He asked his children, مَا تَعْبُدُونَ مِنْ بَعْدِي. Who will you worship after I pass away? How did they respond? قَالُوا نَعْبُدُ إِلَٰهَكَ وَإِلَٰهَ أَبَائِكَ إِبْرَاهِيمَ. They replied, we will continue to worship your God and the God of your forefathers, Ibrahim. Not just Ibrahim, Ibrahim wa Ismail wa Ishaq. All of them, Ibrahim, Ismail, Ishaq. إِلَٰهَ وَاحِدَ. The one Lord, one God. وَنَحْنُ لَهُ مُسْلِمُونَ. We all submit. SubhanAllah, again, beautiful verses. I can stop, and alhamdulillah, the Quran explains as it does. But you see the tarbiyah of the children and grandchildren of Ibrahim alayhi salam. He made that conscious effort. He's an old man, but he still made that conscious effort to raise his children upon Tawheed. And even when he was dying, that was a concern of his. To the point where now we see, over 100 years later, Ya'qub alayhi salam is passing away now. He's an old man, he's been through a lot, as we know. He's on his deathbed, and look what he's concerned about. He's not saying, where's my money going after I'm gone? He's not saying, how much property did I leave behind? He's literally concerned about the guidance of his offspring and his descendants. مَا تَعْبُدُونَ مِنْ بَعْدِي. Who are you going to worship after I'm gone? So this is a lesson for everyone who has a next of kin. I don't care whether it's your children, stepchildren, siblings, father, whoever you leave behind. Make sure the forefront of your mind or what you're leaving behind, other than what's in your will, is that guidance should be an equal priority as everything else. Ask your family who their Lord is. Ask them who made them. Ask them who will they worship after you're gone. And do this throughout their life. Don't just do it. Don't just wait till you die. It's not the first time Yaqub would have asked his children, who do you worship? But it's important that we reaffirm this in these people during your lifetime, because not everybody is in the same place spiritually. You'll be leaving behind a solid foundation when you pass away, because these are the people who are going to make dua for you after you die. So if you leave them on shaky foundations, then the amount of dua you're going to receive in your grave is going to be left from shaky foundations. But if you raise a generation of people who will be saying La ilaha illallah, then you will know that these people will always submit. And this indicates not only will they worship Allah, the idea of submission is that they will follow the command of the religion as well. It's all good saying La ilaha illallah, believing in Allah, then disobeying the commands. You're only doing half of it then. But these guys said, what to say? Ilaha wahid wa nahnu lahu muslimun. So that we believe in one Allah and we will submit. A Muslim, aslim, we've just learned the meaning is to submit. So you cannot be a Muslim until you've submitted. So these people are saying that we will also remain on your religion. And subhanAllah, look at it to this day. How many times have we said alayhi salam in this gathering? We're still making dua for Ibrahim alayhi salam, Yaqub alayhi salam, Ismail alayhi salam, and Ishaq alayhi salam. Why? Because they left that tarbiyah behind in their children, and that's been passed down to us to this day. Alhamdulillah, that takes me on very nicely to what I was going to discuss on the final day. And we don't have much about Ibrahim alayhi salam after that, because he passed away. His grandsons passed away. Yesterday we discussed something very important, and for those who weren't here yesterday, inshallah, I'll bring it up on my side here. That while he was building the Kaaba, he made a very certain dua. This is earlier though, so we mentioned verse 130. If you go back a verse to 129, Ibrahim alayhi salam, while he's raising the foundations of the Kaaba, he says, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, رَبَّنَا وَبَعَثْ فِيهِمْ رَسُولًا مِّنْهُمْ يَتْلُوَ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِكَ وَيَعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةَ وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ. Our Lord, raise from amongst them a messenger who will recite to them your revelations, teach them the book and wisdom, and purify them. Indeed, you alone are the Almighty, the All-Wise. So here you see that Ibrahim alayhi salam made dua for a messenger. One who will teach them the book. We, alhamdulillah, we got the Quran. The wisdom, what the book means, and to purify them through that means. So alhamdulillah, the scholars say the answer to this dua was Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was sent, Rasulah minhum. He was sent from amongst his people. It's amazing. Ibrahim alayhi salam made this dua at the Kaaba in Mecca. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came exactly from that place. And today we're going to be, this specific part will be talking about when Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam met Ibrahim alayhi salam in the heavens. The reason I want to do this is because it's significant for us as an ummah. Alhamdulillah, we spent the last 30 days listening to Al-Kitab, the book, reading Al-Kitab, the book, the Quran. And we don't really pay attention to what we're reading when it's written in front of you. That Ibrahim alayhi salam made dua for this to happen. If you read any seerah book, you'll notice that it starts off with Ibrahim alayhi salam's dua. That he made dua for a messenger to be sent. And please make dua that we get to do the seerah in this masjid. Ameen. And I'm not going to be covering the entire Mi'raj because I do not have the barakah in my time to do so today. I know I've already gone over time, so please forgive me. But maybe in the future Allah will allow us to do so, inshallah. But I'm just going to set the scene. So we already discussed Ibrahim alayhi salam is building the Kaaba with his son Ismail. They're making dua for the acceptance of their action, forgiveness for their shortcomings, and for a prophet to come after them. So in what I did was I used the seerah of Ibn Kathir and Ibn Ishaq as my route for looking at how the planned out. These are early historians in the Islamic history. So Ibrahim, the Messenger alayhi salam, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his journey starts in the Khawatim, you know, the semicircle just outside the Kaaba. And that used to be encompassed in the Kaaba, but the Quraysh didn't have the halal money to build it in there. And I believe they call it Hijr Ismail. Hijr Ismail. The semicircle. Yeah. SubhanAllah, it starts in the Hijr Ismail, from the descendant of Ismail alayhi salam. And then as we know, Jibreel comes to him, alayhi salam. He takes him on the Buraq, they go to Bayt al-Maqdis, he leaves the Prophet in prayers. But this is where this journey starts. So they ascend from Bayt al-Maqdis, from Masjid al-Aqsa. May Allah liberate al-Aqsa from its oppressors. Ameen. And the Messenger alayhi salam starts to pass through the seven heavens. And he meets different prophets along the way until he reaches the seventh. When he got to the seventh heaven, Ibn Kathir and Ibn Ishaq, so the early historians, narrate that he saw Ibrahim alayhi salam. So as he's walking in, he sees him. And he's leaning his back against Bayt al-Ma'mur. And we know a little bit about Bayt al-Ma'mur because of Surah At-Tur. It's mentioned in the Allah swears by Bayt al-Ma'mur. So Bayt al-Ma'mur is essentially, probably easiest way to describe it, is the Kaaba in the heavens. Some say it's actually adjacent, but we don't know where that narration comes from. This Kaaba is as such that since it was built, 70,000 angels visited to do the tawaf. And since the day it was built, the same 70,000 angels have never returned to it. SubhanAllah. Imagine how many angels there are in creation. SubhanAllah. Allah is Al-Khaliq. SubhanAl-Khaliq. And he mentions, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam does, that he's seen this man leaning against. It's only fitting that Ibrahim alayhi salam gets to stay there. He's the man who built the Kaaba on the earth, and alhamdulillah, he's been honored in the heavens as well. And Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, when I seen him, I've never seen a man who resembled me as such from the children of Ibrahim alayhi salam. So what that tells you is mirror image. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam looks like his grandfather Ibrahim alayhi salam. And I've touched on the dua of Ibrahim alayhi salam. Yeah, he made dua for a messenger to be sent from amongst him. Could you imagine how Ibrahim alayhi salam must have felt seeing the answer to his dua in front of him in the form of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? It gives you goosebumps thinking about it. And as he's passing through the heavens, in the first heaven he meets Adam alayhi salam. And Adam alayhi salam acknowledges him, saying, welcome to a noble prophet and a noble son. Because like Bani Adam, we all are. As he passes through, he meets the other prophets. They greet him as a noble prophet and a noble brother. Because we've got the brotherhood, the fraternity of prophets, alayhi salam. Ibrahim alayhi salam, you can only imagine what it must have been like, subhanAllah. But he greets him, welcome to a noble prophet and a noble son. Now this is the son I made dua for. And Ibrahim alayhi salam, this is the only prophet that we know that comes from the lineage of Ismail alayhi salam. Bani Israel is from Bani Ishaq. Bani Ismail is just Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And there's a narration from Ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu anhu that's reported in At-Tirmidhi, but I found it in Riyad al-Salihin with explanation. And Ibn Mas'ud says, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I met Ibrahim alayhi salam on the night of Ascension, al-Isra wa al-Mi'raj, and he said to me, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, convey my greetings to your ummah and tell them that Jannah has a vast plain of soil and sweet water. It is a plain, level land, so nothing's grown there at the moment, at this time. The plants grow by uttering Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. Rawahu Tirmidhi. First thing, Wa alayka salam ya Ibrahim alayhi salam. Just think about it, Ibrahim alayhi salam not been on earth for thousands of years at this point. A very long time. He's just been with his world wherever he's been. And yet he's still worrying about our success. Look at the heart of Ibrahim alayhi salam. Allah has confirmed in the Quran that this is a man that has qalbin salim, a sound heart. And inshallah, if anybody gets the time, please go back and listen to the last 7 days. And there'll be more context for today. But look at the heart of this man. Abul Anbiya, the father of the prophets, the father of nations. And this session is less so taking lessons from Ibrahim alayhi salam, more so just appreciating it more than anything else. As a result of his dua and his effort, that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent. Obviously Allah had already decreed it, but the means was through the dua of Ibrahim alayhi salam. He then finally meets the answer to his dua. And subhanAllah, his first thought is bestow my salam to your ummah. I know you're going to be sent with the nation, subhanAllah. So just for us, what an honor. Just from, again, another honor being from the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that we have the salam of Ibrahim alayhi salam for us, especially for us. And the whole reason is because the way of Ibrahim alayhi salam, the millah of Ibrahim that Allah refers to in the Quran, is what we follow today. The Hajj, you commemorate the sacrifice of Ibrahim alayhi salam. Umrah, you follow some of what happened with Ibrahim alayhi salam and his family. And Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a grandson of Ibrahim alayhi salam. So it's just, and then he gives us a gift. First he describes Jannah, why? So he could have just said, tell your ummah to read these tasbih and you're good. But he didn't, he described Jannah. It's plain land and sweet water. Why? Because there's an incentive. When you can picture something, when you can think of something, it gives you more of a reason to fight for it. And look, it's nothing you can earn in Jannah is done through dirham or dinar, or pound or dollar. You can't buy Jannah. But subhanAllah, alhamdulillah, la ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, that bang. Four trees for me in Jannah, inshallah. gift from Ibrahim alayhi salam, because these, the prophets and messengers, are never selfish people. Their entire existence is caring about the salvation of mankind. And our jobs as the messengers of the messengers who have come now, we should care about the salvation of mankind as well. SubhanAllah, look, Ibrahim alayhi salam, thousands of years later, is still thinking about how can the people on earth still attain success. And Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the best example, the best of mankind, sent as rahmatan lil alameen, a mercy to mankind. He never came to burden mankind. He got given the Quran and he taught it in the best way, with the hikmah, and he purified us by yuzakihim. And alhamdulillah, look at this. We've got this preserved through his sahaba radiallahu anh. Look at the people who were purified under him. Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anh, and we could give an entire talk on him. Again, I don't have the time to do so, but we could. And subhanAllah, just summarizing the last 8 days and into the 10-day setup that I had initially, is I just want to acknowledge that us in Burton-on-Trent are still talking about Ibrahim alayhi salam all these centuries later, still talking about Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam and their family alayhi wasallam all these thousands of years later. Why? Because they left behind a lasting legacy, all rooted in the worship of Allah azza wa jalla. And they left us with a mission. It wasn't just, okay, you do this and you enter Jannah. No. We have a responsibility now to first and foremost act upon what the fara'id is, the fard. We have a command, we fulfill that command inshallah, and Allah makes amongst those who can fulfill it. But the sunnah of these people as well, making dua for your offspring, being righteous parents, being righteous children, spreading that peace. Look, Ibrahim alayhi salam said salam. He wanted peace upon this ummah. And we are out of the virtue of being from the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What a blessing that we can't even begin to appreciate. We got that connection through Ibrahim alayhi salam. He's our father, Ibrahim alayhi salam. You have that, we now have, alhamdulillah, through Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there's that blood relation to Ibrahim alayhi salam, but we've got a spiritual link to Ibrahim alayhi salam. And again, if nobody's had the time to reflect or have that time, please go back and listen to them. If you don't have them, come and see me, I will give them to you. What we've discussed over the last couple of days, you can take my notes, read them. But the main thing, and the main reason I did these talks over the last 8 days, is because I want us to love whom Allah azza wa jalla loves. Because Allah azza wa jalla says in the Quran that قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِ. He says to the messenger, tell them, tell your people, that if you want Allah to love you, then follow me. يُحْبِبْكُمْ اللَّهُ. Then Allah will love you as well. Allah's name has two khalils, Ibrahim alayhi salam and Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And only Allah can have two khalils. But what that tells you is if you love what Allah loves, then you will achieve the love of Allah as well. And that's the whole reason I've done this over these last 10 days, is that I wanted us to increase in our love for Ibrahim alayhi salam. And it sets as a good prerequisite to the seerah as well now. Alhamdulillah, we've had the chance to sit here over the last 8 days. We've studied Ibrahim alayhi salam. And now, inshallah, we're ready to deep delve into the life of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the dua of Ibrahim alayhi salam, our beloved messenger alayhi salam, and to understand his life and how we become from those people who follow the footsteps of Ibrahim alayhi salam and Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's life, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنٌ. That he's the most excellent example for those who want the goodness of this world and the hereafter. So, inshallah, just please make dua that Allah azza wa jalla allows us to deliver the seerah in this masjid. And inshallah, we'll follow up with that coming soon. But I encourage everyone to go back, listen, reflect on what's been said. And please make dua for me that Allah forgives any weaknesses in my delivery. I will never be able to do justice to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ibrahim alayhi salam, and their families alayhi wa sallam. But I tried. Just so we can have that little bit of appreciation for these great people who came before us and who are our examples to live in as righteous Muslims in this world. So may Allah azza wa jalla allow us to practice what's been said and heard over the last 8 days. May Allah forgive us for our weaknesses and shortcomings. May Allah azza wa jalla accept our Ramadan, accept the dua that Ustaji made. May Allah azza wa jalla allow us to live for plenty of Ramadan and to fulfill the command of His and follow in the footsteps of Ibrahim alayhi salam and Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik wa ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.